Good afternoon, American Fork. My name is Ted Mascari, and I am from Webster, New York. And I'd like to welcome you to the Wasatch Competition here on October 3rd, 2015. It'll be my honor and privilege today to judge your program in the category of Music Ensemble. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the very best of luck. I have a great vantage point right in the press box, side one, splitting the 45 and 50. Yeah, good control by the battery. Yeah, pretty good control here. Yeah, a nice musical direction at the phrase. Yeah, watch low brass. Make sure you're playing in time. A little bit of discrepancy in rhythm. Quality there and rhythmic control. All
right, as we go from the bus passages to the open diddles, we need to make sure it's very clear which one we're doing. Some of the diddles tend to be a little too close, and some of the buses tend to be a little too open. Yeah, watch the rhythmic idea. Have to get up in the battery.
Yeah, we need to make sure the battery communicates at a much higher level there in that break. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. Make sure that everybody's interpreting that the same way in the mellophones. Yeah, be careful, sousaphones. Watch rhythmic control. Yeah, nice moment for the woodwind choir here. Yeah, I watched all the timing going on here between the woodwinds and the front ensemble. Just a little bit of disconnect. Yeah, watch down here on the djembes. Yeah, watch rhythmic. Yeah, watch the rhythmic clarity on the djembes down here in front, too. We're just struggling a little bit to play rhythms and time there with the djembes and then even the battery in the back.
Watch as we have the 16-note ostinato and the keyboard part, the electronic keyboard, that we're not occasionally...
Yeah, appreciate the body and the woodwind feature here. Appreciate the spread and the environment that they're playing in as well, along with all the simultaneous responsibilities with the body. Make sure you use a lot of air in there, trumpet. Watch the very beginning of the solo. Make sure you play with good quality of sound. Watch your pitch. Stay nice and relaxed. Much better. And the little... The 16th note thematic thread with the synthesizer players really well performed. Yeah, and some really nice things going on in the layers here. Yeah, good job, flutes. Especially up in that upper tessitura.
As we march around the field, we stick in. Make sure the snares are all...
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Make sure we all maximize out that crescendo phrase. Trumpets, just be careful. Watch rhythmic control.
You know, we just want to get a little bit more professional look.
Yeah, be careful on the xylophone, too. Digga-digga-da. Yeah, take a look at balance here overall between the front ensemble and what's happening with the rest of the wind ensemble and the battery ensemble as well. Yeah, appreciate the body in there. Yeah, control the decrescendo. Make sure you know where that decrescendo comes down to. Yeah, as soon as we did some of the decrescendo stuff, people are dropping the ends of phrases. Make sure that you understand where the that they all demonstrate that they understand where the release point is, and that especially when they're playing decrescendo. Yeah, watch pitch there. And watch performance as you get up from off the ground. Make sure getting up from off the ground does not affect what you're playing musically.
I think we can really work to get a little bit more quality of sound in this moment so that we can hear the notes articulate. I realize it is a texture part, you know, to the ensemble, but we still need to hear articulation. Alright, batteries a little bit behind here. We need to make sure we're watching and anticipating that beat a little bit more.
Neat feel coming from the battery as they entered back in the back part of the field. Yeah, nice direction there. Make sure we're lining up vertically, though. Yeah, be careful. It's not totally lined up vertically with the brass there. Really aggressive tempo for the batter. Not bad for this time of the year, guys. Just continue to work. Clarity. Yeah, just watch overall clarity from bass drum to bass drum. Some balance just from drum to drum. Yeah, make sure, watch those runs in the keyboards too. Make sure we're together on those 16th note runs there. Make sure we get a strong conclusion there. Yeah, I really like how aggressive this tempo is. Yeah, nice direction in there, trumpets. Yeah, good growth there. Good, there you go. Yeah, watch your articulation, that gap, and your execution in there, battery percussion. Yeah, just watch the vertical alignment of those Marcato hits. We're not playing together at times, guys, there. It's just slightly off. It's just not together. This is a nice arrival point. Make sure we're all getting to the top end of that crescendo. Yeah, where's the attacks and release, guys? Guys, we're missing attacks and releases here. Kind of sloppy in there, guys. With maintaining professionalism and playing all the way to the ends of those attacks and releases. The attacks and releases with the same amount of quality of sound, with the same amount of air, same amount of consistent air, all the way to those release phrases. Just kind of sloppy at the end of the phrase. Okay, American Fork, overall, you have a really, really nice program. Now we need to go back through and dig in and clean, identify their spots where attacks and releases are question marks for me. Obviously, there's a lot of good training. Check out when we play Marcato hits and stuff like that throughout the ensemble, and we have interweaving lines in between those Marcato hits, making sure that we're agreeing vertically with what's happening in there, so that everything makes sense. Often, I say oftentimes, but there are times during the program where vertically where we didn't agree on where those Marcato hits were, and it just created problems within the musical ensemble. Overall, there's really, really good training. It's getting into arrival points. It's everybody agreeing on what that top dynamic level is when we play forte piano crescendo, and when we get to the crescendo part, when we max out that crescendo, where is that top volume? And is everybody playing the exact same volume at that top volume? Because that's where you want to go. You got to get there, because I know the type of bands that you guys want to compete with, just not there yet. It's early. I know that. I think it might be your second competition this season, but we got work to do, guys. We got work to do to make sure that where everybody is playing same articulations, talked about earlier, with the low brass, making sure that they're playing the same rhythms and they're playing rhythms together, etc. Okay, so I hope my comments have been helpful for you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck down the road. Good luck. Take care.